Here's Andy Burcham with This Week in Auburn Swimming and Diving.
Welcome to This Week in Auburn Swimming and Diving. We're concentrating on diving this week as we talk with Auburn's diving coach, John Fox. Auburn gets ready to head to Athens, Georgia for the zone qualifiers. This is the qualifiers for the NCAA championships coming up. Coach, first, welcome to This Week in Auburn Swimming and Diving. How to talk about this first season as Auburn's head diving coach, if you would.
Yeah, I tell you what, it's really been a dream come true in a lot of different ways. When I was interviewing through the process, a couple people told me that this would be the best job that I ever work in my life. And I really, truly feel that already just through this first season. Been really blessed and fortunate to have a good group of athletes that that Jeff Schaefer had already had under his tutelage, and they were ready to go, and they bought into the culture real quick, and it's been real exciting, and I've learned a whole lot, you know, through this process. I came from junior coaching into the collegiate ranks, and so there's some differences, but have really enjoyed just everything about being here on the plains.
What has been your biggest adjustment from the club side and working with juniors and in the collegiate ranks and working intercollegiate athletics, coach?
I think the biggest adjustment has just been probably the recruiting. That's a new thing. So I think from a coaching standpoint, that's been totally new. And obviously there's some other differences day to day. I'm working with less athletes, and so that has actually given me a lot more margin in how I just live day to day. So from a family perspective, it's been really good. And so I have two small children at home, and I'm seeing them a whole lot more. And from a day to day coaching, I think, you know, it's very similar. But I'm working with more mature athletes, and they're more mature in a few different ways. You know, they're more mature cognitively and also physically. So it's exciting.
All right. You get ready now for the qualifiers. And for those that are unaware or just are not, just don't remember, this is your shot for diving to get to the NCAA championships. And it's an interesting process because there's not really wins and losses. There is qualifying or not. I mean, it's kind of it's all or nothing at this point for the diving team, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. We have, you know, the divers go very similarly to swimming. We have opportunities to qualify to the zone championships throughout the year. So every dual meet that we compete in or invitational that we compete in, we have a marker that we have to hit to qualify to this zone championships. And there are five zones across the country, across the NCAA. And then based on last year's performances from our zone, we earn spots back. And so currently our women are competing for 10 spots on 1 meter, 8 spots on 3 meter, and 7 spots on platform out of our zone. And they have just that one shot to get it, and it's a cumulative list. So the divers will compete their entire list once, and then that score carries over into the finals. And if they hit both lists and it, you know, totals to, you know, an average score across where they end up, you know, within those spot allotments that I explained, that's how they qualify. Our men are competing for 7 spots on the springboard, so the 1 meter and the 3 meter, and then 10 spots on platform. So it's hard. There's probably about 50 men and women competing in both springboard events and about 35 in the platform event. So they're going to have to be ready. They're going to have to be firing on all cylinders, and they're going to have to put together two very good lists to qualify to the NCAAs this year.
Coach, just talk about the pressure that goes with these next few days. For all of these student athletes for your squad.
Yeah, I mean, that's the name of the game. That's college athletics. That's just sport. You know, it's pressure. And just like any other sport, you know, what we're trying to instill, and what I'm trying to instill in the divers right now at this point is, first thing I want them to do is I want them to win the battle that's going on in their mind. And I know that if they do that and they've won that piece, that the next thing I want them to do is I want them to win every movement, every dive that they're doing afterwards. And so that way they're thinking more about the process of how to get there in a very smaller, in a much smaller way. So if they're winning their mind every time a thought comes in, and if they're winning each dive, and if they don't win on that dive, I encourage them to just win the next dive. And that type of thinking, I believe, is just more process oriented. And I think it will help us in the end take our mind off the results and let the results kind of take care of themselves.
Coach, talk about your schedule now as you guys get ready to head to Athens. How much time do you get just to train before the competition begins on Monday?
Sure. We're training here this week. And then when we get to Athens, we have two workouts that are about 90 minutes. Fortunately, the athletes are used to the pool. They've been there. We went to an invite in November, and they're very accustomed to, you know, what it might be like. So, you know, in their mind, if they're trying to win their mind, they kind of know how to visualize, you know, what they're going to be doing when they step on the board.
Where do you feel the strengths of the men and the women are as you get ready for the zone championships, Coach?
It just depends on each athlete. I would say that overall, if you look at Auburn diving, we're a pretty strong platform program. And I believe that our men have a really good opportunity to get those spots. And we also have, you know, we have a boy named Witt that he's a very comprehensive springboard diver. And I believe that he can get a spot there if he comes out strong. And then, like I was saying, our women are very strong on platform. We have Ashlyn Sullivan that just medaled at SECs, which was a great moment for her. And we're hoping that she can kind of carry that momentum coming into zone. She's a very consistent diver on platform, and I believe that the opportunity is there for her if she can seize it. Likewise with Abby Farrar, she's a very, very strong platform diver. And if she has a good day, I think she can get the spot. And then Kylie Kidd is just competing in the 1 meter and 3 meter springboard. And she has trained very hard for the moment. And I believe she's ready for it. I think she can do it if she has a good day. I didn't mention his name, but this will be Hunter Keebler's last opportunity. He's a senior. And he's been on the bubble the past few years. And I believe he's very prepared on platform and ready to go. I know he would love to hang his hat on qualifying 10 CAAs on platform.
Coach, thank you for the visit today. Safe travels. We wish you all the best at the Zone Championships coming up in Athens. War Eagle.
Fantastic. War Eagle.
Auburn diving coach John Fox on this week in Auburn Swimming and Diving.